Welcome to Lore of the Rings Beacons of Insight, where Middle-earth wanderers like you call for aid with their questions. And together we find light in Tolkien's works as we search for the answers. Need aid with a Lord of the Rings question? Visit ringspodcast.com and tap contact at the top, or hit the gold button on the right that says send a voicemail. Visit ringspodcast.com, ask your question, and your guide will answer.
Lord Vader, Operation Andor is underway.
Excellent. If we release 3 episodes per week, the Lorehounds will never be able to cover every episode. The Imperial forces will crush the rebellion before it begins.
Stand by. We're picking up something on our scanners.
Echo Squadron, reporting in.
Delta Squadron, on your left.
Jango Squadron, on your 6.
With Imperial forces coming in fast, we're calling all rebels to join the fight this season. Starting after the April 22nd premiere, you'll hear 3 full breakdowns for each week's episodes of Andor Season 2. Each podcast will be led by one of our squadron leaders, Alicia, David, and John. We'll be bringing in new and familiar voices to fill out the roster. Search for the Lorehounds on any podcast platform to join us in a galaxy far, far away. And don't forget to check out our season pass for even more content like our Holocron bonus pods. It's good news for anyone, except Darth Vader.
Joel lights the beacons with this question. Quote, I'm curious as to your thoughts about invisibility and rings of power. Elrond, Galadriel, and Gandalf were all visible while they wore their rings. The Ringwraiths were invisible even though they no longer wore their rings. The dwarves were barely affected by and presumably visible while wearing their rings. Sauron and Tom Bombadil were both visible while wearing the One Ring. Smeagol, Gollum, Bilbo, Frodo, and Sam were all invisible while wearing the One Ring. Joel, that is a long and intriguing question. The beacon is lit. Let's wander. Why does the One Ring make some people vanish while others, like Sauron, Galadriel, and even the Ringwraiths, remain visible? And why, in the chapter A Knife in the Dark from Fellowship of the Ring, does Frodo putting on the ring not help him escape, but instead reveal him more fully to the Nazgul? First, let's set the scene. Frodo, terrified on Weathertop, sees the 5 Black Riders closing in on him. He's desperate, so he puts on the ring, expecting to disappear and evade their sight. But something strange happens. Instead of escaping them, he sees the riders more clearly than ever. They become solid, pale figures with merciless eyes. And even more chilling, they see him in a way that they couldn't before. They rush toward him, not blind, but as if suddenly aware of his true presence. So what's going on here? To understand this, let's step back and consider how the One Ring works. When Bilbo wore it in The Hobbit, he became invisible to the ordinary world, though he still cast a faint shadow in the sunlight. Frodo had the same experience in Bree and at Tom Bombadil's house. But we also know that wearing the ring shifts the bearer into the Wraith world, the unseen world, a shadowy spiritual realm where different rules apply. And that's key, because the Nazgul already exist in that realm. They aren't just physical beings wearing cloaks, they are spectral, bound to Sauron's will and trapped between life and death. So when Frodo wears the ring at Weathertop, he essentially steps closer to their world. To ordinary eyes, he disappears, but to the Nazgul, he becomes fully visible. More than that, he is revealed as the Ringbearer, which is exactly what they were looking for. That's why they immediately move to attack. Now, let's zoom out to the bigger question. Why does the One Ring grant invisibility to hobbits like Bilbo and Frodo, but not to Sauron or Tom Bombadil? And why were the Ringwraiths invisible even without their rings? It comes down to nature and power. The One Ring doesn't have a single, universal effect. It works differently depending on the wearer. Mortals like Bilbo, Frodo, and Gollum are not naturally attuned to the spiritual realm, so the ring pulls them into it, making them invisible to the physical world. But beings of immense power, like Sauron, Gandalf, or Galadriel, even Tom Bombadil, already have a foot in both the unseen and the seen worlds. They exist in a state where the ring doesn't need to drag them into the Wraith world, so they remain visible. And what about the Nazgul? They used to be human kings, but through centuries of wearing their rings of power, they faded completely into the Wraith world. Their physical forms disappeared, and only the cloaks and armor they wear give them shape. Even though they no longer possess their 9 rings, Their corruption is complete. They are permanently invisible to most eyes, but they can interact with the world because of Sauron's will. The dwarves? Their seven rings never turned them into wraiths. That's because dwarves are famously stubborn and resistant to domination. The rings may have made them greedier, but they didn't fade. And so when dwarves wore their rings, they remained fully visible. So back to Frodo at Weathertop. His mistake was thinking the ring would help him hide, but for the Nazgul, it did the opposite. It revealed him in stark clarity, making them even more determined to take him, and the ring, for their master. If you love diving into Tolkien's deeper mysteries, I've put together a free chapter guide to A Knife in the Dark, where you can unpack themes like this in more detail. Head to ringspodcast.com/attack to grab your copy. And if you haven't yet, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss an episode. Thank you, Joel, for that great question. If you are interested in any of the sources I mentioned today, you'll find links in the show notes and at ringspodcast.com/beacon2. Just the number 2, not spelled out, ringspodcast.com/beacon2. If this answer brought a bit of light to your wandering, then help me light the beacons. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little Middle-earth magic. Together, we can guide more wanderers to the wisdom and wonder of Tolkien's world. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today.